are listening to 91.5 FOW. I'm very loud. Let's try that. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Probably Birds, the only radio show that might be about birds. I'm your host, DJ Pending, and it is 104:30 on a Monday night / Tuesday morning. Now, I'm not sure if my voice sounds kind of weird and robotic to any of you, but in my own ears, coming through my headphones, I sound kind of weird. Which might mean we're in store for a kind of weird show. I made the playlist that we are currently listening to a couple days ago. Actually, speaking of, we just heard No One's Gonna Love You by Band of Horses, followed by, let's see, oh, of course, the Probably Birds theme song by my uncle and niece. Thank you to them for that. They probably don't know I use it, and that's fine. This voice thing is really tripping me up, actually. I'm not sure if you can hear it or not. And if you can't, it's going to make no sense to you why. Let me try a different pair of headphones real quick. I have to make noise so that I don't get in trouble with... Okay. Well, I can't hear anything. That's definitely not... Oh. Okay, these headphones are normal. Which means you guys heard nothing out of the ordinary. Oh, well. Okay, great. It's a weird show, but maybe it's less weird now. I made this playlist, I was saying, at like 3 a.m. A couple days ago. And I'm not sure if you guys notice this or not, but I try to keep the songs within each playlist more or less consistent with each other so that they all have kind of the same valence. Is a word I use too much, but we're going to use it again to describe it. Now I'm too quiet. Hold up. Or maybe I'm looking at the levels. I should just ignore them. You guys can adjust the volume on whatever you're listening on. Anyways, made it at 3 a.m. I try to keep playlists kind of cohesive within themselves. You probably don't notice because I probably don't do a good job. But for tonight, I think I did an extra bad job because I listened to this playlist that I made at 3 a.m. About an hour ago to just make sure that it was still as viable as I remembered it being. And it came out a bit more eclectic, I guess I could say, than I had originally intended it to be. But you know what? You be the judge as you listen. In some ways, to me, it still kind of all flows together. Maybe you'll probably disagree. That's fine. I don't need you to agree with me because I'm the guy in the station with the buttons. Speaking of being the guy in the station, there are changes to the station. Not the physical station, but those of us that really make a house a home, or in this case, a building with sound equipment, a radio station, in that we have new DJs, which is very exciting, but it also means that I no longer close out the night, which is, I think, a loss. Maybe not to you, maybe not to anyone else, but a personal loss to me, because it means that as I am sitting here, I cannot go through my typical routine of taking off my shoes, kicking off my socks. That's all the way around, isn't it? You kick off your shoes and you take off your socks, but it doesn't matter. I can't go get barefoot and really just kind of relax because I know that towards the end of the hour, someone's going to arrive and they're going to have opinions on how I should be conducting myself within this shared space. And I just don't know how they'd receive my kind of extra casual way of going about occupying this space. Now, granted, I'm a hygienic person. I mean, hey, I cut my nails today. They're shorter than they were before I cut them. Fingers and toenails. I wash myself. And so, like, me being barefoot is not like of at least I wouldn't think, and maybe you disagree, but I would not think it'd be a very unpleasant experience. However, some people have big issues with bare feet, and I don't want to distress anyone who might arrive, you know, and it's going to be their first radio show too, so I don't want to throw them off with them, like, you know, arriving into the station. They expect a nice professional environment with a nice professional person, and it's me. I've got my feet kicked up, I got my stuff, and my stuff is still strewn across the room. I haven't given that up yet. I've taken everything out of my pockets, and I've hidden them in this studio to act kind of like little Easter eggs for me to find. And if I don't find them tonight, then maybe I'll find them in a future night. And that's kind of like finding like $20 in your pocket, like your coat pocket, which is the best feeling. Except in this case, it's going to be like me reaching around and finding, oh, here's my driver's license. Great, now I can drive again. And I do have a car on campus, so the possibility of me driving is high, provided that I have a license. And I here's a quick bonus PSA. Drive for the license if you can. We'll leave it at that. We'll leave it with a nice ambiguous if you can. But yeah, no, new shows, very exciting. I think this night you're going to have people on until 4 a.m., assuming they all show up. They might not. I wouldn't blame them. I had a show that ended at 4 a.m. Last semester, and I always showed up, but I wouldn't expect everyone to always show up. In fact, I don't know why. I mean, I always showed up because it was a commitment I had, and also I enjoyed it, but I could definitely understand people enjoying sleep and also needing sleep more than coming to their radio show. So, of course, very importantly, take care of yourself first. Great. And that's all the messages that I need to kind of broadcast. Listen to the shows too. It'd be cool. But yeah, take care of yourself. Anyways, so this weekend, I actually have stuff to talk about this show, and I'll probably forget it all because I forget a lot of things, which is kind of a nice way to go through the world. I guess, you know, you feel like you have much less obligations and things tying you down, and it's very freeing. Now, of course, you do have obligations, you just don't remember them. So it's a bit more complicated than that, but in the moment, you're very happy. Even if after the moment, you realize that perhaps you're not doing everything you should do. But that's fine. Well, it depends what it is, really, but usually it's not so much of a big deal. Speaking of, shout out to my friend Aiden, who got a haircut this morning and has worn a hat literally all day because he will not let anyone see the haircut because he thinks it is terrible. Maybe I'll talk about this more later. The good haircut anecdote. It's going to go down in the books. Not sure which ones, but I assume that if they're books, people will read them. Yeah, sure, why not? Anyways, if you people know someone named Aiden, just kind of appreciate the fact that you're able to see his hair. Because I tried convincing him that it wasn't, like I said, not a big deal. And it could be a big deal. I have no idea what his head looks like. But anyways, maybe I'll talk about it more, maybe not. But I think in the meanwhile, we're going to keep up with this playlist. You can think what you want to think about it, and I'll think what I want to think about it. And maybe at some point we'll share our thoughts, but probably not. Welcome to Probably Birds, and I'll be back. Enjoy, and I love you. Okay, good. Got that out. Okay, I'm going to play music.
Face you don't recognize, help me. me, call a doctor, put me inside, put me inside, put me inside, put me inside, put me inside. I keep the world from the door. Calls me on the phone, tells me all the ways that he's gonna mess me up. Steal all my children if I don't pay a ransom. I'll never see him again if I squeal to the cops. Oh,
to get everything right. My friends, my habits, my family, they mean so much to me. I just don't think that it's right. I've seen so many ships sailing just to head back out again and go off sinking.
All right, we just heard Wolf at the Door by Radiohead, followed by 2024 by Cage the Elephant, and then finally One Chance by Modest Mouse. Okay, and I think real quick, we're just going to read a PSA from this big book of PSAs. We're going to read one of the classic ones I read. Let's see, let's go for... Today, you ate Greek yogurt. You took the train. You planned a workout. You skipped it. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a devastating earthquake. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council. Okay, there you go. I hope that's managed to put everyone just a little bit on edge. I know it always puts me a little bit on edge. Okay, let's think. We were talking about my friend's hair that I haven't seen. He describes it, for anyone just tuning in, my friend got a haircut. I'll give you the long and short, the short of it rather than the long of it. What does the long and short of it even mean? I don't know. I'll give you the short of it. He got a haircut this morning. He's been wearing a hat ever since. He won't let anyone see what's beneath the hat. But he described it as looking like a middle school bully, which many people could... interpret as a bad thing. However, I think it opens up a world of possibilities for him. For if he was not a middle school bully, and I assure you, he was not the type to be a middle school bully, now is his perfect opportunity to kind of have that experience, and to show up at a middle school, hat off, hair exposed, middle school aura vibing, and just start pushing around some weak kids. Now, I don't think I can condone this behavior, especially on the radio, but I'm just going to say that it's an option that has presented itself to him, and he can do what he will with it. Let's see, what else is new in my little world? It was Parents' Weekend at Tufts this past weekend. Now, my parents did not come up. Well, I don't want to say they don't love me enough, because I think sometimes they listen to this show, and I think that simple act alone shows that they love me. And as well as many other things they do. Thanks, Mom and Dad. But my parents did not come up, which was okay. I didn't mind. But many, many parents did come up, and I think it's kind of fun to see all these parents wandering around campus with their kids, you know, really getting to learn what their child's life is like at Tufts, or more often, parents wandering around without their children, looking a little bit lost and confused and trying to figure out why they're here and where their kid is. And anyways, I tried to help. Well, I helped one of those groups of people find where they were going. And then, so I gave them directions and I waited a bit. And then I'm like, oh my God, what if I gave them the wrong directions? Which is, it's something I worry about when I give directions. And so I ran kind of after them a little bit and saw them walking down the street, and I just kind of watched them as they walked. And I watched them until they got to the next intersection. And I'm like, okay, if they turn right, I told them the right thing, and it's fine. If they turn left, am I going to run after them all the way down the block? And I thought, probably not. But thankfully, they did turn right. So the anxiety was for nothing. I did indeed. Well, I don't know. I assume I told them the right directions, but in fact, I might have just given them a platform upon which they could determine the right directions for themselves. Regardless, I assume that they found their destination. I haven't seen them since, so at the very least, they are not where we last left them. But so my parents didn't come up for Parents' Weekend, and that's okay. I feel like the more I say it's okay, the more it sounds like it isn't okay, but really it's okay. Who did come up was my friend Jesse from Wesleyan. They have fall break at Wesleyan, which I think is absurd. And I think it's so absurd because I am absurdly jealous that they have fall break. which involves having the weekend and Monday and Tuesday off. And Jesse also did not have class on Friday, so it's like a whole kind of five-day ordeal. Ordeal's the wrong word for something so wonderful. It's a five-day, fill in the blank, it's a Mad Lib now, noun. It's a five-day noun for her. And so she spent some of those 5 days visiting us at Tufts. It's great. And she's kind of like, in high school, she was like very much the friend mom. So it's kind of like my parents came up anyways. And it was great. It was great to see her. I don't really have a direction this story is supposed to go in. She slept on my couch. My friend Gabby, who sometimes listens to the show and sometimes I would guess doesn't, though I wouldn't know, also slept on the couch, a different couch, I think. We did things, we ate food, we went places. We went to the Massachusetts Independent Comics Expo, which is has a nice acronym, MICE. Free admission at Porta Square, and like the Leslie Building. It was great. Lots of people, independent comic artists with their art and their comics, and it was fantastic to see all these people here in their community, you know, with their art, their passion. But I had this issue where I like comics a lot, but I don't read a lot of comics or graphic novels all that much. And so I'm walking by all these tables with people and with their craft, and I'm thinking, I have no idea what I'm supposed to say about any of this. And they're all very nice people. I did not meet a single mean person, but I just did not know what to tell them. I mean, I think I described one person's colors as very vibrant. That was a kind of stab I took at it, and it was I think the comment was received well, so that worked. I guess that worked out. Vibrant, but it was great. I walked around. I saw what they had. I saw what there was to see. I suppose I could say. I bought a book of matches, and this book of matches on the matchbook or box. It's kind of like a little box of matches. I don't know if there's a difference between a matchbook and a matchbox, but it was definitely a box. And I would definitely describe it closer to being a box than a book. Regardless, the match box said, I'm not going to even remember it verbatim, but it said something along the lines of, let's burn this, and then there's the S word, which I can't say on the radio, to the ground. And I think that, I don't know, it called out to me. I thought, if I ever need to burn something, I want a clear message associated with my arson. I do not condone arson. I don't think I'm allowed to condone arson is bad. Don't do it. There's your third PSA of the night. Not a real one. It's a bonus one. You can thank me after you don't commit arson, I suppose. Yeah, I saw mice. I saw the comics. It was good. Another cool thing about Parents Weekend, we're back to Parents Weekend, is that I went to Dave's Fresh Pasta, which is a great place if you're looking to buy a sandwich. And I assume their pasta is good as well, but I've never had it. Regardless, I went there kind of around lunchtime on Friday, so kind of the first sort of day of Parents Weekend, and it was the most insane thing. It was so packed because every tough student had the idea to take their parent to Dave's because they are very good sandwiches. It's like the perfect lunch kind of opportunity. It's in Davis Square, so you can walk around the square. It was insane in there. Just unbelievably packed. A madhouse, I'll say it. And if you are an employee at Dave's Fresh Pasta, if you were there, oh my gosh. Just, I have an unbelievable amount of respect for you because I don't know what I would have done. I mean, I guess I would have done the job the best I could, but the best I could do it would be a level of quality that I think would be unacceptable for such a fine sandwich establishment. And on that bombshell, I think we're going to play some more music. I've been kind of running over the amount of time I allot to talking, so I'll try to keep this brief. We're going to play more music. I hope you enjoy, and you're beautiful. There's some positivity. I feel okay. I have to play the music so I don't talk too much. Oh boy. Enjoy.
One, two.
City, oh, what? 7, 8, 9, Raspy and alive. I see you in everything. My vocabulary's limited, but I wanna tell it all to you. If I could, would you want me to? Being alive. If I become a piece of dirt, for a dollar can I enter your brain? Being alive. That is quite a bit. Yeah.
blistering free, all smiling and swollen legs, babies to breathe with their hearts hanging open, all over the sheets as soft as beets in some brown dresser drawer, and with bees in her breath and the rest of her ringing, they'll sting through her chest with a force hard and beating till wonderfully wet she will get until she's soaked inside her clothes, and there is no sorry to be sorry for all around the floor. Some afternoon so sound and soft it made her swallow all her sweat with every bit of breath she caught. And when the day came to pour all her babies all across the bathroom floor, she will be swimming.
All right, let's see. We just heard NYC Baby by Karen O, Being Alive by Frankie Cosmos, NY Models by The Sea Life, and finally, A Baby for Pre by Neutral Milk Hotel. And perhaps it is at this point that you are seeing what I was saying about the playlist being a little bit more eclectic than usual. It is also important to keep in mind that as the playlist goes on, it is getting later and later in the night, it corresponds to a later, I give up. I can't describe what I'm trying to say. I could, but it would take up too much time and the end result isn't worth it. What I'm trying to express to you, human to human, on a human to human level, is not worth the effort that I would need to put into it. Okay, great. Speaking of being on a human-to-human level with people, let's talk about another person. On Sunday, I went to the Courtney Barnett concert with my dear friend and in many ways mentor, DJ Tolstoy, known by some as Rose. It's good that I'm talking about so many different people on this show. It really gives the illusion that I have people who I care about and who care about me in my life. I've mentioned my parents. I've mentioned Aiden. I've mentioned Rose now. There might have been another person. I've mentioned everyone at Dave's Fresh Pasta, who you can count at your discretion. Regardless, I went to this show, Courtney Barnett, at the Boston House of Blues, though I suppose I should say the House of Blues Boston. I don't really care. Very good show. Waxahachie opened. I've played both Karen O and... Not Karen O. I mean, I have played Karen O. But I've played both Courtney Barnett and Waxahachie in the past on my show. Oddly enough, you will not find them here tonight. excuse me. In part because I made this playlist before going to the show. But I'm not here to talk to you about a concert I saw. Because that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk to you about something that me and Rose... and or DJ Tolstoy, Tolstoy discussed en route to the venue, which is Enemies. Now, I don't know about any of you listening, and in fact, if you have opinions, feel free to tweet hashtag probablybirds, and somewhere along the grapevine it will get to me, I think. I don't have a Twitter, but you might. Anyways, Enemies. Does anyone actually have an enemy? Okay. Because you hear about, you know, like I feel like in media, it's very cool to have enemies. You know, it provides some sort of conflict, some sort of nemesis. You want your protagonist to have an antagonist. And yet in real life, at least I don't think I've ever encountered someone with a real enemy. Now, DJ Tolstoy says that she has, and I'm not going to doubt her. I believe it. But they must be pretty few and far between. Because, I mean, I've had people who... have come up to me and said, listen, DJ Pending, or they'd probably use my name, Jonah, but we don't use that name right now. Listen, DJ Pending, I don't like you. Which is, I mean, in some ways that's kind of sad, but in other ways, Usually, in fact, in every single time, it's happened twice. Each time, I have not really cared enough about the person to, you know, really, I don't know, to consider them my enemy. Like, okay, they don't like me, and I don't really mind them, but they don't like me, and I'm kind of okay with that. Maybe that's mean. Maybe I shouldn't be worried about being mean to people who actively don't like me and have gone out of their way to let me know that. But it was in middle school anyways. You know how middle school is. There's all those bullies with their short hairs, and there's that one kid who got a bad haircut and is kicking over all the kind of smaller children, and the cops get called, and then he fights the cops, and the cops win because there's more of them. But that might just be my middle school experience. I don't know. I'm not sure how it's like for you guys. Feel free to tweet if you want. Feel free to not tweet if you don't want. For me, it is neither here nor there. And yet, at the same time, very personal. Regardless, I forget what I was saying. Oh, yeah, enemies. Enemies are very personal, I suppose. It just feels like it requires a large investment of emotional energy to actually have, like, an enemy in the world. And I feel like the vast majority of people, and I could be wrong, because I haven't really talked about this with many people, but I feel like the vast majority of people don't care enough about people who they kind of don't like to really consider them an enemy. Now, saying this, I'm thinking a little bit here, and I think maybe if you're forced to interact with someone on a regular basis who you dislike and they dislike you, maybe then you can consider that person an enemy. And I suppose I am lucky enough that I have never really been forced into a situation where I have to interact with someone I dislike. That might be because, in part, I very much like people. And even people who I have kind of just a negative interaction with from the outset, like usually the more I just get to know someone, anyone, the more I like them. And I can like there are some people who I can identify as like kind of not very nice people, or not, I don't want to say like bad people, because I don't think that, it's hard to get like an actual bad person, I think, but people who perhaps aren't as conscious about the effects they have on others and how they interact with others. But it does bother me a little bit when I find people who are inconsiderate in that way, and yet still the more time I actually spend with them and get to know them, I still like them all the more for that time spent with them. Which, I don't know, saying it out loud seems kind of weird, because you'd think that I'd just get more and more aggravated by the way they move throughout the world. But I guess I see all the good things too. I don't know. Something to think about, or something to try to not think about. I don't know where you're at with thoughts. It's 1:46, so really anything goes. Anyways, I'm going to play, I'm going to play the last two songs of the night. At some point, new DJs might show up and that will scare me, but we're going to get through it together. Okay, good. I hope you all enjoy. And, you know, I stand by it. I love you and you're beautiful. There you go.
Shake me down. Not a lot of people left around. Who knows now? Softly laying on the ground. Ooh. Not a lot of people left around. Ooh. In my life, I've seen people walk into the sea just to find memories plagued by constant misery. Thrice cast down, fixed upon the ground. Thrice cast down. Thank you.
shake me down. Not a lot of people left around.
Why do I have, like, the CBS and the Fox and the Amazon and the...
I don't know.
What the fuck is... Oh, I'd cap that. I know it. I'd cap that. It... No, and it quit. No, come on. Come on. Work. It's dumb. Are you...
All I appreciate is wasted and broken silvery streams, sacred when spoken, slam into me and into the ditch of... You're smoking the park, you sleep in the greenery. Everyone barks, they all still be leaving. To tear out your heart would send all your secrets to me. But I let you down, swollen and small is where you'll find me now, with that silver strip and all.
Those were the last songs of the night. We had Shake Me Down by Cage the Elephant, followed by Where You'll Find Me Now by Neutral Milk Hotel. Now, in between those two songs, for some reason I thought it was the right move to include a voice memo, a 16-second voice memo. I took about maybe like 5-ish years ago, of my friend and a little bit of me. I was trying to explain earlier that the playlist, as you go through it, gets a little bit weirder for reasons that I decided it was not worth to try to articulate. And it's probably not very hard to articulate the reasons, but regardless, I thought, I'll pass. And I stand by that decision. There you go. But yeah, it was a weird move, I think, the voice memo. And yet, I think I'll do it again. I think it provided, at least me, with some strange sense of comfort. Maybe it was just because I was hearing my friend's voice. I couldn't tell you. Anyways, real quick, I'm going to say, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. And I'll add on Tufts Freeform Radio, because that's where we are. Keep it freeform, baby. And where it's winding down, the show's winding down. Pretty soon, some other DJs should show up. New DJs, in fact. And it's a new experience for me, because I've always closed down the show for now. So I'm going to have to deal with the politics of having other people show up. I mean, assuming they do show up. And I think that, in fact, other DJs, if you're listening to this right now, you're welcome to come into the station at any time. I don't really care. Maybe you have something to contribute. I don't know. Anyways, we try to end the show by talking about self-care and loving yourself. And I'm really running out of things, unique things to say about the matter, but it doesn't need to be that unique. Because what's important is that you take care of yourself. That you remember that your health comes first. It's easy with midterms and everything to get kind of focused so much on the academics and the achievement that you forget that really it is very important to take care of yourself, to eat everything you need to eat, to get the sleep that you need to get, stay hydrated. That's an important one. That's an easy one too, because you can hydrate while you're like doing homework. I guess my advice, my nice self-care advice for today or tonight, I suppose it's night. Self-care advice number one, look at the moon, because the moon is very beautiful. And realize that you are also very beautiful. And two, eat enough food. Last Sunday, I did not eat enough. I guess yesterday, kind of, although it's technically a Tuesday now, I did not eat enough food. That was when I went to the concert, in fact. And around midnight, I finally had 2 slices of pizza. And I had like 2 eggs and a piece of toast earlier the day. But that was literally it for that day. It was 2 eggs. Oh, some goat cheese. 2 eggs, some goat cheese, piece of toast, then nothing until midnight, at which point I had 2 slices of pizza. So don't do that. I regretted doing that. And I think because, you know, you end up not being in the best physical state, physiological, maybe I'll say a fancier word. Yeah, physiological state. You're not really prepared to deal with the trials and tribulations of the day, which I knew, and yet I learned again. So eat something. Take care of yourself. Yeah, you are worth it. I think so, at least, and I'm sure many other people do. Great. No other DJs have showed up, and that is kind of throwing me off way more than... what am I trying to say? The fact that no other DJs have showed up is throwing me off way more than the fact than if they had shown up. Oh my God. You know what I'm trying to say. At least I think you do. So we're just going to leave it at that. And it's because I've kind of prepared myself to like welcome them into the station and say, oh yeah, you know, plug in your computer there. No, don't worry about it. It's fine. Yeah, you know, just I'll, you know, fade in whenever. And thankfully, I've still gotten to use those phrases because I just used them. But unfortunately, I haven't gotten to use them when interacting with a real other living, breathing human being. Maybe even two, I think it might be two. Actually, let's find out. Let's go to WMFO.org. That's our website. There's a subtle plug. WMFO.org. And we're going to, I have like a not that long left of my show, but we're going to go to schedule. The people who should show up, it is The Girls Room is the name of the show, and it is FD and Chrissy Cap. They might be here. They might not. It's a new show. Maybe they're not used to it. I won't judge. But if they're around, listen to their show. I'm sure it's going to be really great. And if they're not, I'll have the robot play music for you. But, you know, final notes, just to reiterate, take care of yourself. You are loved. You are lovely. You are beautiful. And everything is going to be okay. All right. Take care.